Blog Talk Radio.
Lift up your voice, not on behalf of yourself, but on behalf of the nations. Is there anyone that would join me in praying for the nations of the earth, that the government would be upon his shoulders, that the Lord of glory would intervene and hear the affairs of man? Where are the intercessors? Where are those who will cry out? Where are those who will believe God, who will say, oh God, hear your people. Oh God, hear the cries of your people. As we lift up our voice tonight, as we lift up our voices tonight, if we've ever needed you, right now is the time, right now is the time. Change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord, change the nations, Lord. are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden. Whether you know it or not, the world is looking at you, because the answer that they seek is on the inside of you. So I say, if they're looking for you, let them find you in me. If they're looking for you, let them find you in me. If they're looking for you, Jesus, let them find you in me. If they're looking for you, Jesus, let them find you in me. That's why we say the change I want.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. Praise God. I'm Pastor Melvin Avante. I'm being joined by my co-host, Sister Tangela Lewis. Good morning, Sister Tangela. How are you?
Good morning, Pastor Mel. Everything is well and good in God. Thank you for asking.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. We're sitting in for Apostle Dr. Rosalind Overton, who happens to have joined us on the line this morning. And before we get started, we're going to turn it over to Apostle to see if she has any words for us. Good morning, Apostle. How are you?
God bless you all this morning. I am well in the Lord. God is great and greatly to be praised. How's everybody else on the line this morning?
Good morning, Pastor. I am well. It's good to hear
amen.
You.
Amen. I am so glad that I was able to just kind of tune in this morning. And as I listened to the introductory song, Let the change be in me that you would like to see in this world. We have to surrender just so things can change. And as you all are getting ready to pray, just remember that when we are surrendering, when we are really giving God a complete yes, when we have decided to lay prostrate or sacrifice ourselves, it involves the mind, the body, and the spirit. And so there's going to be some changes that come about, and they're not always the way that we're looking for them to come. But to not be dismayed, don't be discouraged, because in order for there to be a change in the world that God would like to see, that change is going to begin with us, which means he will break us. He will sculpt us. He will cut us. He will circumcise our hearts. He will give us the mindset of him if we meditate on Jesus Christ. So there is some sacrifice there. And so make sure you're ready. Make sure you're undergirded. Make sure that you have decided that when I say, Lord God, I surrender, that you don't buck up against what that might feel like, what it might take you through. God is still great. God is still good. But it loves us enough to mold us and shape us, purify us, so that we can look just like him and be living, walking epistles of the word of God. So I just wanted to share that, because I was thinking about the song as it played. And sometimes people give up or become stagnated because the process takes them into a churning and a twisting and a bending and a stretching. But it's so necessary to be the change that we want to see.
Amen. 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 And before we get started, we're going to bring on a caller. Caller from the 919 area code. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning. We're doing fine. How about yourself? Thank you for asking. How about yourself?
I'm blessed. I can't complain. No need to.
Okay. And who are we speak? Who do we have the pleasure of speaking with?
This is Tasha. I was up here before. I think it's been a couple weeks, though. But I had
yes,
got
ma'am.
On.
Yes, we remember.
God bless you. We remember. Oh,
amen.
Praise God.
Tasha, do you have a prayer?
The callers. Ma'am?
Did you have a prayer request, Tasha?
I've been praying about a particular thing, and I just want God to, I know he's going to move, but I just need just guidance and direction on when to move and how to move, because I don't want to do anything that's not God, so.
Amen. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We will definitely cover those prayer concerns. We'll add our faith to yours and address those prayer concerns in agreement with you. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Again, good morning to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, commanding your morning. And as always, our scripture of focus is Job 38, 12 through 13 from the King James Version of the Bible. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know its place, that it might take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it? This is the time of day that we walk in the authority of Jesus Christ, and we give our morning, our day, the issues of life and this world legislated instructions. Amen. Before we get started, please go to visit our FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and please like the page. Here you can leave prayer requests, testimonies. You can ask biblical questions. You may have life situations that you want to get scriptural answers to. So please go to the Facebook page and like the page, follow and engage the ministry. We are very active on the page, so we would love to interact with you. So please go to the page and like the page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. And we're going to go ahead and move right into prayer. And as always, we're going to start with praise and worship. Amen. Father God, we just thank you. Father God, we uplift your name. Father God, we magnify your name. Father God, we give you praise. Father God, we are going to exalt your name this morning, Father, so that all men may be drawn unto you. Father, we thank you. We praise your holy name. We uplift your name. We magnify your name. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, stop and give God praise. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We magnify your name. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God, we thank you and praise your name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise this morning. We magnify your name, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father. Father, here we are, Father. Two or more, Father, we are gathered in your name. So we welcome you. Father, we ask you to have your own way. Holy Spirit, direct us and guide us. Father God, we thank you and praise your holy name, creating us a right spirit. Hallelujah. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you and give you praise this morning. We uplift your name. Father God, we come before you with uplifted holy hands, Father. We praise your holy name. We praise your mighty name. We uplift you, Father. We magnify your name. We give you praise this morning. We thank you. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all that you have done for us, Father God. You woke us up this morning, Father. Many had made plans for today, Father. And many did not awake, Father. But we thank you, Father, for waking us. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for keeping us. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, hallelujah, for breathing breath into our bodies. We thank you, Father God. We thank you and praise your holy name. Father God, we want to thank you, Father, that the government lockout is over, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you have your way, Father, that your will be done in this government. Father, that your will be done in this country. Father, that your will be done in the lives of our leaders, O Heavenly Father. As the word says, Father, you control the heart of the king, Father. The heart of the king is in your hands, Father. So, Father God, we ask that you have your own way today, Father, right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we pray for the same for world leaders, O Heavenly Father. Father God, that you, Father, would have your way, that your will would be done in their lives, in their decision-making, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you and praise you right now, Father. We thank you and magnify your name right now. Father, we pray this, Father, that, Father, we may live lives of peace, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now. Father, we pray, Father, that your will be done, Father, in the lives of those who lead this city, O Heavenly Father, the mayor, O Heavenly Father, the city council people, Father, the aldermen and alderwomen, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Community activists, Father. Father, those that just ordinary people that live in the community, Father. Father, that your will would be done in each and every one of our lives, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, and we decree, Father, the spirit of peace, Father, to rule and abide, O Heavenly Father, in this neighborhood, Father, this block, Father, this section of this city, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, Father, the spirit of peace, Father, to abide, O Heavenly Father, in this nation, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, in and over the White House, in and over Washington, D.C., Father, in and over the 11 financial districts, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father God. We decree and declare, Father, the spirit of peace, O Heavenly Father. Rule and abide over Jerusalem, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Father. Over rogue nations, O Heavenly Father. Father, over all the nations of the earth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you, Father, and magnify your name. Father, we Father, want to see change today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. We thank you. Father, we just uplift all men to you, O Heavenly Father. Father, especially those that have yet to receive salvation, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that you just blow on their hearts, condition their hearts, O Heavenly Father. Open their ears, O Heavenly Father. Father, that when the gospel is preached, they will receive the gospel, O Heavenly Father, and give their hearts to you, O Heavenly Father. and receive salvation, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise right now, Father, for those, Father, who will receive salvation. We thank you and praise your name for those that will be saved, Father. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you, Father, and magnify your name. Father, we remind you of the prayers, Father, for our children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. The children of this city, the children of this country, the children of the nations, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that you will give your angels charge over them, Father, that they may meet no hurt, harm, or danger, Father. Father, that they may walk in the gifts and the anointings that you've given them, Father. Father, that you have already touched their hearts, Father, and they will receive salvation, Father. Father, that they will even lead adults, Father, into salvation, Father, by the words of their mouth, Father, and the love in their hearts, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, those that have been snatched away, those that have been abused, Father, those that are sick, Father, Father, right now we command their healing. We command healing to fall on them, Father. Every emotional bruise, every emotional hurt, every emotional scar, every affliction, Father, they are healed from and restored right now, Father, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, as your word says, you heal all those, Father, who need healing, Father. Father, you have turned the curse into a blessing because you love us, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. Father, we pray, Father. We pray, Father, for the homeless man and woman and child, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, in this inclement weather, Father. Father, that they are provided warmth and shelter, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Food, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that you are providing their every need, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just thank you right now, Father. We uplift your name right now. We magnify your name right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, according to your word, Father, that my God shall supply, Father, our every need according to your wealth and glory through Christ Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Bless those that are without a home. Bless those, O Heavenly Father, that are hungry, Father. Bless those, O Heavenly Father, that are weak at heart right now, Father, naturally and, Father, spiritually, Father. Hallelujah. Strengthen their spirit, man, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father. We uplift and magnify your name. We thank you, Father God. We thank you and praise your holy name. Father God, Father, we remind you of your daughter, Tisha, Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, who is seeking direction, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Holy Spirit. I heard your word, hallelujah, for her to spend time in the word. Hallelujah, for her to meditate in the word, for her to grab some personal scriptures, hallelujah, and just keep repeating those scriptures, to keep meditating on those scriptures day and night, hallelujah, Father, for you are ready to guide her steps, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, that her steps are guided, O Heavenly Father. Hallelujah, Father, that she has given the reins up to you, Holy Spirit, for you to guide her and counsel her. Hallelujah, her every step, her every move, her every decision. Hallelujah, we thank you and praise your holy name. Hallelujah, Father, as we continue to embark on this new year, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to, Father, answer the prayers of those who have been praying, O Heavenly Father, and standing in faith, Father, for new jobs, O Heavenly Father. Those, O Heavenly Father, that are looking for increase in their businesses, Father. Father, we decree and declare, O Heavenly Father, that Doors are open, Father, in employment. Father God, that clients and customers are coming from the four corners of the earth, Father, to grow and help and grow businesses, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, O Heavenly Father. And Father, as always, Father, we pray, we decree and declare that you, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, that you have and that you may grant us a spirit of wisdom and of revelation that gives us a deep and personal, intimate insight into the true knowledge of you. Father God, for we know you through the Son. And Father, we pray, we decree and declare, Father, that the eyes of our hearts, the very center and core of our beings, Father, have been and are being enlightened, flooded with light by Holy Spirit, so that we will know and cherish the hope, the divine guarantee, the confident expectation to which you have called us, the riches of your glorious inheritance in us, the saints, your people, your children, and so that we will begin to know what the immeasurable and unlimited and surpassing greatness of your active spiritual power is in us who believe. These are in accordance with the working of your mighty strength, which you produced in Christ when you raised him from the dead and seated him at your own right hand in heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, whether angelic or human, far above every name that is named, above every title that can be conferred, not only in this age and world, but also in the one to come. And you've put all things in every realm in subjection under Christ's feet and appointed him as supreme and authoritative head over all things in the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills and completes all things in all believers. Father God, and we just thank you right now. We thank you for this time, Father, to meet you, Father, to greet you, O Heavenly Father, to pray to you, O Heavenly Father, to decree and declare things in this earth, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you right now, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. Father God, in all these things that we have spoken and decreed before you, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we decree them to be so. We say amen, amen. Thank you, Lord, and amen. Sister Tangela, would you lead us in prayer, please?
Amen, Pastor. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I beseech you on this morning, coming before you boldly, understanding that you are I am, Lord God. I thank you for calling your people. I thank you for the transition that you are calling your people to, Lord God. I thank you for the guidance that you are providing for your people, Lord God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your atmosphere of Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord God, for your word. I thank you, Lord God, for the blood of Jesus Christ. I thank you, Lord God, for your anointing. I thank you, Lord God, for your presence. I thank you, Lord God, for your provision. I thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are God and God alone. I thank you for your vastness, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for you are worthy to be praised. And I exalt thee, O God. In the name of Jesus, I exalt you over all that we have in our hands, in our hearts, and in our minds. I exalt you, Lord God, because we are not our own. You are the creator of everything, and we give it back to you, Lord God. You just gave us stewardship, Heavenly Father, and I pray that it is pleasing unto your sight, Lord God. Heavenly Father, I pray that as we go about this day, that you will set the atmosphere continually, that you will continually ordain our footsteps, that you will continually speak through us, Lord, that you will continually love through us, Lord. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for your imprint. I thank you for how you just shape us and mold us, Lord God. It may not be pretty. It may not feel good. But we know that you know what you are doing, Lord God. When you say be quiet, it is up to us to be quiet. When you say to speak, it is up to us to speak. Lord God, give us boldness. Give us courage, Lord God. Give us strength as we go about this day, this time in our lives, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for transition. Thank you, Lord God, for transformation. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that your hand be on the transition that we are going through, especially the sister on the line, Lord God. I pray that you transform her mind, Lord, not just for change, Lord God, but we are asking for transformation because we know that you are the potter and we are the clay and that you shape us and you mold us and you make us in your own image, Lord God. And then you pour your oil of gladness, your anointing upon us, oh God. Let us be a sweet fragrance upon you, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, oh, Father, oh, Father, I cry out before you on this day, Lord God. There are things upon my heart, Lord God, that only Holy Spirit and Jesus Christ can pray for. He said, well, we know not how to pray that they would make prayer and supplication on our behalf. Oh, Father, when our hearts are heavy, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, when we seek things, oh, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, help us to keep our eyes straight on you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, touch every heart, touch every mind, touch every person that is in our midst, Lord God. Let our yeses be yeses and our noes be noes. In the name of Jesus, we give you the honor and the glory, Heavenly Father. Father God, it is not the positive and the negative, but the beliefs and the values that we hold on to, Lord God. Let our beliefs and values be bound in you, Heavenly Father. Oh, thank you, Lord God. Thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for the blood. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus. I plead the blood, nothing but the blood. Nothing but the blood. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. You know each and every person's situation, Lord. You know what they're up against, oh God. But Father God, we know that you have the mighty hand, the power that will scatter the enemy in several different directions just by your presence, oh Lord. And we thank you for that, Heavenly Father. We bless your holy name. Father God, I ask that you go before us and you cover our backs in this new year, Lord God. There are some things you would have us to do and to say. And Father God, we protect it under the blood of Jesus Christ. There are some people that you will have us to minister unto, Lord God. I thank you for preparing their hearts and their minds and their spirits to receive, Lord God. There's wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, Heavenly Father, that you would like to implant and impart upon us, oh God. I pray that we have the hearts and the minds to receive, Lord God, that none of us will become offended and act like the serpent, but we will become the worm, as Jesus Christ said, I am but a worm. Hallelujah. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name, oh God. You are worthy, you are worthy, you are worthy. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for being in the midst of us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you for training us up and guiding us. Thank you for speaking with us the words that you hear from the Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Hallelujah. As as we go through this transition, Lord God. Oh, Father God, I ask that it be a smooth transition, that it be according to your will, purpose, and plan. You are not a God of chaos, but you are a God of order. And I pray order in the name of Jesus. I pray that all things line up according to your will, purpose, and plan. There is no one in charge but the chief commander, Jesus Christ himself, through whom the government has been set upon his shoulders. Hallelujah. And I give you all the glory. I humble myself before you. And I thank you. I thank you for what you've already done, and I thank you for what you're going to do. I thank you for what you've done right now, Lord God. Hallelujah, for you are right now, God. Hallelujah, and I give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Be exalted, oh God. Hallelujah. Let us not be afraid. Let us not turn back, oh God. Let us keep our hands to the plow and not look back, oh God. In the name of Jesus, let us not worry about what's coming up behind us, oh God. But let us keep our faces like flint, straight forward, focused on you, Lord God. Let us not look to the left or to the right, but keep our faith upon Jesus Christ, that we might walk upon the water in faith, oh God, that we might speak to the storm, Lord God, and say, peace, be still in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. For we know, Lord God, that nothing is because of us, Lord God, that it is all because of you, that it is not for us, oh God, that it is all for you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for trusting us with your word, with your pain, your heart. Thank you for trusting us, oh God, to hold on to these things, to carry a fork, to run our race, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I praise you. I give you honor and glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say Hosanna in the highest. I give you the highest praise, oh God. Oh, let us not worry about evildoers, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you for your word, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless us. Bless us. Bless your children today, Lord God. Bless your children today, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We come before your courts, oh God, humbly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for you are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord. And Father God, as we go about this day, I pray for the leaders that are in charge, Lord God. I pray for the leaders that are over the House. I pray for the leaders that are over the Senate. I pray for the leaders that are over the courts, for the leaders that are over the judicial system, the legislation system, and oh, my God, I forgot the other one, Lord. But you know what branch I'm talking about. I pray for all that are in leadership, because you place each and every one according to your will, purpose, and plan, Lord God. Have your way, whatever this wall is, Lord God. If it is meant to be built, have your way. If it is not meant to be built, let it be known, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For even though we try to protect ourselves from the enemy, we know that only you can protect us, Lord God, because you rebuke the enemy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And we give you glory, honor, and praise. Bless this day, Lord God, as we go about our day. Keep us in your precious arms, Lord God. Keep us under your wings and be our fortress and our hiding place, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen and amen. Pastor Mel, I give it back to you.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much. We are in agreement with those prayers. According to God's word, that where two or more of us agree on anything on earth, as in touching, it will be done for us by the Father. Apostle, were you going to pray today?
Sure, I can pray.
Well,
Father in heaven, we thank you. We bless you, Lord God. We do give you the honor. Lord, you're worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy of our thank yous, of our appreciation, of our gratitude. We want to be able to graciously and happily thank you before always asking. But you said, in thanks let our requests be made known. So, Lord God, we thank you for perfect health and strength. That's what I decree, God. I decree that sickness and disease are far from us, Lord God. It's nowhere near us. I thank you that the blood transfusions that we need on today come from you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch each and every body, Lord God. Everyone who is aching, so much sickness that I've heard about, especially in the body of Christ. Satan wants to attack, but your word also says, by your son's stripes, God, the purpose in which he was born, were we healed? So, Lord, I thank you right now that even as I speak, bodies and limbs and bones, God, are in alignment of your word. Every bone, Lord God, is strengthened. Every muscle, Lord God, is strong. Those who are listening under the sound of my voice, if it is you, if it is a relative, if it is a friend, and remember, sickness can come even in the mind. So even if it's your mind, a spirit of depression or oppression, we call it to the alignment of the word of God even now. In the mighty name of Jesus, I speak right now, Lord God, that yes, mental illness is no more. Double-mindedness is no more. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. In the name of Jesus, I thank you right now. Lord, there are people suffering with tendonitis and pulled muscles, oh God. What we speak even now, that they come, Lord God, into alignment of healing. You are not the power over us, but we speak the power, the blood of Jesus over you. Even now, in the name of Jesus, there are those, Lord God, that the devil has said that they have heart problems. Lord God, I know somebody, I know two people, even just my own self, where the doctors are saying this and they pronounce that. Well, guess what? I cancel out the pronouns and I announce that they are healed and that the four chambers of the heart is strong and is beating at the correct pace that it needs to beat at. That the flow of blood is flowing away into the heart the way that it should be. Open up these arteries, oh God. Open up these veins to the proper size, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I speak that these atriums and, Lord God, these right ventriculars and left ventriculars are strong, Lord God, in the power of your might. Send the angels even now to begin to massage the hearts, oh God, that they are complete, that they are strong, they are pumping. In the name of Jesus, we cancel out all these wrong diagnoses. We cancel out all these scientific beliefs. But Lord God, you said, whose report do you believe? Well, God, I believe the report of you, God. For Lord, you are God. You're the chief physician, even over the doctors. God, I speak for those who are struggling in their back. Well, Lord, I speak to that spine even now. Get in alignment right now. Be straight. Be strong. Let the vertebrae, Lord God, line up. Let it not be humped over. We come up against osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, even regular arthritis. Lord, it is not there, but the people of God, their back and their disc are perfectly aligned. Discs are not herniated. Discs are not bulging. Discs are not torn. There is no pinch nerve. Yes, that young woman with the neck issue right now that I see, pinch nerve in the neck. It is no longer crushed by the bones or by lesser space because of maybe degenerative bone disease, because we cancel it out in the name of Jesus. These bones are strong. Come on, bones. You are strong. I speak to you. She no longer has pinched nerves. The people of God don't have pinched nerves. They don't have back issues. But Lord God, we are walking upright. Hallelujah, Lord God. We are walking strong. There is no inflammation. There is no pain. In the mighty name of Jesus, Satan, the Lord God, rebuke you because I come up against you. Even now, in the mighty name of Jesus, have your way, God. I speak to the angels that are just waiting for a job to do, waiting for something to do. We'll go within these bodies, go into these hospitals, go into these homes now and begin to touch bodies. Lay your hands on the sick. They are healed even now in the name of Jesus. Migraine headaches, no more in the mighty name of Jesus. No more in the mighty name of Jesus. No more sinusitis and chronic sinusitis and sinus pressure. No more in the name of Jesus. But the nerves even in the face and the head and the adenoids and the turbinates come to regular size. No more inflammation. No more coming out of alignment. No more stress that'll bind it up and cause it to constrict and be tight, causing migraines. No more, no more. Come on, saints of God. You got to believe for yourself. You got to want it bad enough for yourself. I speak that your faith be increased. I speak that your faith will go to a greater depth, deeper depth, and a higher height in the name of Jesus. Even now, as I'm praying in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will no longer say, I have a migraine, I have a headache, I have pain, I don't feel good. Oh, yes, you do feel good in the name of Jesus. You feel very good in the name of Jesus. For when God even spoke the creation of the earth, after he got done with a work, he said that it was good. So I speak now that as the angels do the work, as they've begun that great work in me, hallelujah, that it is good, it is perfect, it is complete. We won't have to keep visiting these same issues of our Satan, because I curse you, Satan, and all of your works in the name of Jesus. Even now, have thine own way, God, in your people. Open up nostrils.
nostrils, oh God. Open up airways, God. Open up the lungs where the people can breathe again. Breathe freely, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Even now, oh God, under the sound of my voice, God, in the name of Jesus, send the angels, oh God, to have your way in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you that there's no more knee pain. Oh God, no more pain and inflammation in the knees. No more water on the knees. No more swelling in the legs. No more elephant legs, as the doctors have called it. But Lord God, take away the swelling even now. Blood vessels open up in the name of Jesus. Send the increase in the flow of blood that should be in the legs, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Right now, in the name of Jesus, I speak that there's increase of cartilage in the joints of the human bodies. Grow again, increase again. Bring, Lord God, the increase of the cartilage so that the bones are no longer rubbing on the bones, causing friction and pain, and the people of God can barely walk. The saints of God struggling to walk. Oh, but you are walking. You are having an easy time of taking steps even now in the name of Jesus. I hear a word from the Lord even now. I hope you're still on the line, dear heart, that the Lord is telling you it's just a faith thing. He said, if you just stretch forth your faith in me, surrender it all to me. Thank you for wanting to believe that you don't want to do the wrong thing, that you want to trust in me. So trust fully in me. Believe fully in me. Have the faith totally in me. I'm going to do it for your daughter, but surrender it all unto me. You're not going to have to worry about a place to go, because I will show you. It will be bright. It will be easy. I will make the whole contract to be easy between you and man. The one that you will sign the papers with, you will know when to sign. You will know this area in which I will have for you to go, because you too have a work. You too have a testimony. You too have things that you can teach women. In the name of Jesus. So just believe me, trust me, and I will word your mouth. I will order your steps, but relax. It's got to be just a relaxed thing in me, and let the faith do the work. Father, I thank you right now for our leader, Lord God. I lift Archbishop Will Boyd up now in the name of Jesus. Father, you know the attacks. I don't have to verbalize the attacks. Lord God, you know everything that he's going through. I just lift him up. I lift up his mind, his body, and his spirit. I speak that he too is encouraged. I speak he too has increase of faith. I speak to, Lord God, that his body is functioning perfectly in the name of Jesus. I speak to, Lord God, that he has no issues, Lord God, in his body at all, Lord God, so that as he's traveling and still speaking and all over the world, Lord God, spreading your good news, spreading your word, spreading the truth, speaking life, prophesying, laying hands. God, I speak now that that hedge of protection, your blood is around his mind, his body, and his strength. Lord God, he's not discouraged, but encouraged. Lord God, he's not tired, but he's energized. Lord God, he lacks nothing, but he's daily loaded in benefits, oh God. He and his family, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I thank you, oh God, for everyone on the line who sacrificed their bed, who sacrificed their time, who sacrificed their energy, Lord God, to be on the line and pray this morning. Father, I thank you for them. I speak good things for them, oh God. I speak great doctor's reports as well. I speak that kidneys, oh God, are healed. I speak right now that bladders, Lord God, are strengthened. I speak, Lord God, that pain is no longer. I speak, Lord God, that those who are lacking energy, stretch out now. Those who are saying I'm tired, say I'm energized. Those who are saying I'm sleepy, say I'm awake. Those who are saying I'm tired and fatigued, say it's no more. I walk in the power of his might. Those who are in a situation where you just feel like nobody could do this but the doctor, where you're canceling out your own faith, you're canceling out what God created us to do, and that was to believe in him. Cancel out all negativity in the name of Jesus, and believe the report of the Lord, for he even makes the doctors, he makes the nurses, and he has called them to be angels. Angels, go to these persons even now in the name of Jesus and do it for them in the name of Jesus. We speak life, we speak health, and we speak energy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I bless your name. I bless your name. Father, we bind up backlash. Father, we bind up the retaliation that tries to come and discourage. But Lord God, we bind up even that witchcraft spirit in the name of Jesus that would try to eavesdrop illegally in on our prayers. I strangle that out. I muffle it out. I suffocate it out. I blind it out, Satan. You do not get to hear the words that we speak to our Heavenly Father. All attacks have now been usurped in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we are covered by your blood. Our mind, our bodies, our spirits, our families, our health, our possessions, our ministry, our jobs, even our purpose and our destiny has been covered by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Father, and we thank you right now that we are overcome by the words of our testimony. In Jesus' name, I boldly say and decree, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. We stand in agreement with those prayers. All right. Please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, and please like the page. Here you can leave testimonies. You can leave your prayer requests. You can listen to the prayer broadcast as much as you desire. Please engage the ministry if you have biblical questions, scriptural questions, scriptural questions according to your life and situations that you might be going through. Please post those questions. We will fully engage and answer those questions for you scripturally. So we welcome your engagement. Before we go, is there a word from the Lord? The Lord had given
Tashay,
me.
Tashay, were you still? I'm sorry. Was Tashay still on the line?
Tashay, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. I had the phone muted. Sorry about that.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure you were able to hear your word from the Lord.
Okay. And if everyone would get something to write with, or you can come back and listen to the broadcast, it will be on the FMFC Global Prayer Warriors page. This is what the Lord had given me. And as this word was given me for those on the line, it is also inclusive. It also includes me. Woman of God, the Lord is saying, remember these words. They are not to be taken lightly. What Apostle gave you and what I'm about to release. The Lord wants to take you to higher heights. You will need to become familiar with Scripture. You will need to know it. You will need to know it. You will need to speak it. You're going to need the word to feed you, strengthen you, to gird you, to protect you, to keep you free in the places that the Lord wants to take you. He will meet you here in the Scriptures, and he's been waiting. So the Lord is waiting for you to engage the Scriptures. Sister Tangela, the Lord is saying, remember me. Invest time in me. Your activation depends on it. Invest time in me and watch the gigantic moves I have for you. I will do more than you have ever asked. This is to show my glory to all those who counted you out. You are to be a shining example of my work. For Apostle Overton, rest. I have the will, my beloved. Just believe and firmly trust in me. You have been, and as God gave me the second portion, I just seen tears. You have been extremely faithful. The enemy has come for you, and you have been steadfast. I never intended for you to suffer. I am now warring on your behalf, and the battle will be over swiftly. I don't lose. I can't lose. And as God gave you those words, they're also... all of those words are also for me as well. So if you guys want, I can give you the word individually if you want to call. If you want to call me after the call or any time during the day.
I'm sorry, Pastor. I would like for everyone that once you post this, please play it back. Go to the page and get your word. Please, this is something that he's speaking out loud. And the word of God, the reason why I want this is because it says, if thou wilt decree a thing, the more you hear it, the more it becomes a belief system for you and us. So Pastor Mel just posted after the show. We are FMFC Global Prayer Warriors Facebook page. It'll be up there. You can listen to the prayers again and your word again. I'm sorry to interrupt, man of God. Go ahead.
Amen. No problem. Again, remember the Lord is saying that these words are not to be taken lightly. So if we don't meet the Lord, and if we don't get what we have been praying for, what we have been tearing for, we've asked for guidance, and he's given us guidance. Go to the Scriptures, meditate in it, and that word meditate means to keep repeating, keep saying, and to decree and declare the word of God. He's also saying spend time, invest time and spending time with me. So the Lord is saying fellowship is the key to activation. And then also rest. The Lord is warring. Well, he said that to Apostle. He's warring on her behalf, and victory will be swift. So, Father God, we just praise you for it. We just praise you, Father, for that word, those words, Father. We just thank you, Father, that you love us enough, Father, to speak to us, Father God. And we ask you, Father, to help us, Father, to study the word, to meditate in the word, O Heavenly Father. Father, to spend time with you and have a desire to fellowship with you, Father, we ask that you would place an insatiable desire on our hearts to fellowship with you, Father. And Father, we bind the enemy, Father, with bombarding our day, Father, with menial tasks and getting busy, Father, and allow and directing our day, Father God, where we don't invest that time in your word and in you and rest. Also, Apostle, also physically, the Lord is saying rest is your portion. So yes, not only rest him, rest your physical body. Rest your body.
I receive it.
He has the wheel. So, Father God, we just thank you, praise your name. Father, we give you glory. We thank you, Father. We thank you for Apostle's swift and decisive victory, Father. Father, that you have placed the enemy under her feet, that you have made the enemy her footstool, Father. We thank you, Father. We thank you and praise your holy name. We thank you and uplift your name. We thank you and magnify your name. We thank you, O Heavenly Father, for Sister Tangela's activation, Father. Father, we thank you, Father, for Tisha's being directed, the places you want to take her. Father, that you want to meet her in your scriptures, Father. Father, that you desire a lifelong relationship with her, Father. Father, the places you will take her and the people that she will touch, the lives, Father, that will be changed, and those, Father, that will receive salvation through her, those that will receive, Father, spiritual healing through her, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. The Lord is saying he's stirring up the gifts in you. And as you begin to meditate in the word, the stronger those gifts will be. The Lord wants to use you so mightily that your name will be renowned in the earth. Father God, we thank you and praise your holy name. He's saying, Tisha, please do not miss this calling. The kingdom needs you to fulfill this calling. God is saying, you go to the scriptures and he's taking care of everything else. You do not have to carry a weight on your shoulders. The work will not be burdensome, which means it won't be heavy. You just remember, the work is God. He just wants you in those scriptures. Father, we just thank you and praise you this morning. We thank you, Father, for being present. We thank you for meeting us. Holy Spirit, we thank you and praise your holy name. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Savior. Thank you. The Lord is saying, give praise for those that will receive salvation through us. For many will be saved. Father, we Thank you. We
Praise
give you
Jesus.
Honor.
Thank you, Jesus.
Those that were on the brink of death, those that no longer believed in life, those who were just waiting to be laid into the grave, the Lord is saying, through us, they will be resurrected.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Thank
you. I always have this saying. I have this saying sometimes that you have one foot in the grave and one foot on the banana peel. And the Lord is saying, though there are many that will come out of the grave and receive salvation and will live in eternity with Him. Satan thought he had numerous, he had many. But because God is working through us, you will be snatched out of the hands of the enemy. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you.
Glory, God.
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you.
Bless your name.
Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Again, as we come to the close of this broadcast, please go to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, our Facebook page, like the page, listen to today's broadcast and prior broadcast as well, and please stand in agreement with the prayers that you hear. Praise God, and we want you to know that we love you, that we are praying. Oh, and also, please visit the page. Again, we have Apostle has two books out. Happy Birthday, Your Spiritual Beginning, as well as Free to Be Me. You can go to the page and you can order those. You can inbox your desire to order those books, or you can just post on the page, and again, we will get back with you as soon as possible. So please, I mean, every man, woman of God should have some sort of library alongside of the Word of God, of the Bible. So please, again, go to our Facebook page and order, both books. Again, Free to Be Me and Happy Birthday, Your Spiritual Beginning. Great reads. So please do me a favor and do yourself a favor and grab those two books. Amen. I'm going to turn it over to Apostle in case she wants to say something about the book. Apostle.
Well, God bless you. I just reiterate even what he just stated, that Happy Birthday, Your Spiritual Beginning is sort of a way for some of us to hone down or hone into what our spiritual purpose is. What were you born to do? What were you predestined to do? And how to overcome those fears and trepidations that life will bring. Sometimes a friend is our frenemy. And they find out what your destiny is, and they don't want you to fulfill it, and they will begin to speak against it. But this is one of the books that God used me through a very, very, extremely trying season of my life. And I had to write that book. In the book, literally, Happy Birthday, Your Spiritual Beginning, the book literally broke five strongholds in my life by the third day that I was writing the book. So I think it's extremely important to be obedient unto God and do his will for your life. Also, Free to Be Me, same thing. Went through another very trying season of my life. I was homeless. Yes, even as an apostle, as a pastor, as a doctor, none of that matters. That when attacks come, or sometimes, saints of God, don't get it confused, everything isn't an attack. Sometimes God uses us to trailblaze some things for some other people, such as the word that Pastor Mel just gave. Is going to be by our praise that others will receive salvation. So sometimes we're being used as a catalyst for God. And so Free to Be Me allowed me to go through some very low seasons of my life, but still be me. Still didn't care what the others said, because God made me. He designed me. He crafted me. And there's nobody out here, nobody out here in this world like me. So I want you all to look on Amazon. Just type in my name. Sometimes they have it under the title, which is Dr. Rosalind Overton, Free to Be Me. Type it in. The book will come up. You can get it in paperback, or you can get it in Kindle. So I pray that it will bless you. Give it as gifts even. Sometimes a birthday is coming, or a Mother's Day is coming, an anniversary is coming. We as saints of God got to learn to invest in ourselves and build us, yes, that spiritual library, so that we have tools and references to help us through our spiritual walk. Thank you so much, man of God. God bless you all.
Oh, you're so welcome, Apostle. Again, we thank you as well for being obedient to the Lord. Again, before we sign off, please go to FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, our Facebook page, and again, some amazing things. Again, you can get Apostle Overton's book. You can leave your testimonies. You can leave prayer requests. And we're getting a lot of prayer requests from individuals in Africa. So where they might not be able to call in, they are leaving their prayer requests. And we are covering those prayer requests as they come in. And we are engaging them as well as leading them into scripture, getting them on a study schedule, and even getting them to the point where they're taking scripture with them daily through their day, and they're decreeing and declaring those scriptures, and they are reporting change in their situations and in their lives. So as the word says, do not let this book of the law leave your mouth, but to meditate in it both day and night. So, and again, that word meditate means to keep speaking it, keep decreeing it, repeating those decrees over and over. So please go to our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors, engage the ministry, and we just welcome your engagement. And before we sign off, just know that we love you. You are favored of the Lord. The favor of God goes out before you and surrounds you as with a shield. And because God favors you, laws change, rules change, situations change, hearts change, minds change, all in your favor because you are favored of the Father. So again, we love you, and we will return the same time next week, 6 a.m. Central Standard Time. We look forward to having you. We look forward to praying for you. We look forward to adding our faith to yours. And until next week, God bless you and keep you.
God bless you.
Nehemiah 8 and 6, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered, Amen. Amen. Lifting up their hands, they bowed their heads and worshiped the Lord with their faces to the ground. When we receive a word from the Lord, our answer should be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has spoken. So let the church say amen. Yeah. Let the church, let them say amen. If you believe the word, let the whole church say amen. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. Lift your hands, lift your hands. God has spoken, so let the church say amen. No. Thank you, Lord. God has spoken, so let the church say
church say.